Hello! Welcome to Tay2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about Last Kiss from Speak Now.
Kiss. And today, we are discussing the song London Boy from Lover.
Woot!
London Boy is the 11th track on Lover.
Lover was released on August 23rd, 2019, and this song was co-written by our guy, Jack Antonoff, Cautious Clay, and Mark Anthony Spears.
Yeah, London Boy has been played live 3 times. Once at BBC One's Live Radio Lounge, which is on the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
Once at Strictly Come Dancing in London.
Mm-hmm.
And once at Jingle Bell Ball 2019. And all three of these instances were in 2019. Pre-pandemic, almost before Loverfest that got canceled.
Lover era.
Yeah.
Sad. I still want to wear my rainbow to Loverfest, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if there ever will be one now.
I know. So, Devin, what do you think about London Boy?
This song is such a bop.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's so cute. And it has so many interesting things going on in the production because, obviously, Jack Antonoff, our guy. He's part of the creative team for this song. And, you know, I remember listening to this for the first time and being like, who is this London Boy?
Really? You didn't know?
No. Remember, I was such a newish Swiftie?
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you were like, well, I think it might be about Joe. We didn't know for
There's no way I said I think it might be. I was definitely like, it's about Joe.
But, like, we didn't know for sure.
No, I did.
At the beginning of the Lover era.
Yes, we did.
In 2019?
She wrote about him in Reputation. I knew that her and Joe were still together, Devin.
Well, I was like...
You were in the dark, but I was not.
I was like, who is this London boy? And obviously it's Joe. And now I know, you know. But then I was also like, that guy at the beginning, that doesn't sound like Joe.
Mm-mm.
And then I was like, who's this London boy? And obviously, it's just somebody who...
I know who it is, and I'll be telling you in Gossip Gab.
Oh!
But you thought that maybe the London boy was whoever's voice that was?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was so fresh and such a new Swiftie.
Yes.
I do, however, love that little intro line that, we can go driving in on my scooter.
Yeah, it's so good.
And then I just heard for the first time today while we were listening to it that Taylor actually has a little giggle after that line. There's like a little, and then the boom, doom, doom, doom.
Yeah, I guess my speakers don't pick up on that.
Yeah, so there's like a little giggle that she does, which is really cute. The groove of this song is obviously just so good. I love the synths that go after she sings lines like Tennessee whiskey. There's like this synth and that it comes back in the song. I really like that. Her listing of American things is so goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Springsteen. Faded blue jeans, SoCal.
Iconic American
Tennessee
things.
Whiskey.
Iconic.
Yeah, so like, I just love that she picks Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, obviously, you know I love that.
Yeah, which is just so funny. And I'm like, I would not iconically pick Bruce Springsteen. I would pick like maybe Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, but he's not like iconically like Americana because he was singing like standards.
That's fair.
Not
like,
all
Bruce
written.
Springsteen has an American flag around his shoulders on one of his.
Well, he literally had an album called Born in the USA.
Yeah.
It was a protest album.
Yes.
People didn't really understand that, but I think also part of like being quintessentially American is like the right to protest.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah. So, I just, and SoCal, like, that's just so funny to me as well.
But she likes SoCal.
Yeah. She basically then says, but I love my London boy more, and I like the things that he does more than my American things, which is really cute. The chorus, obviously, is so good, so catchy, and I love the last time in the chorus when she sings, darling, I fancy you. Woo!
I love that.
Love those oohs at the end. And then, of course, like, babes, don't threaten me with a good time. Like, so good. And in the couple of instances where she played it live, the crowd, like, screams it with her.
Yeah, and guys, Devin, all day as we've been, like, listening to the song, that's just the line he's been saying over and over again. I just hear him upstairs saying that.
Is it my favorite line? We'll see.
We'll find out.
The bridge is also super fun. And of course, like any Taylor song that I love, she sings through the last chorus and does all of her like little vocal flourishes along the way. Like with like, you know, little like, ooh,
yeah.
And stuff. And if you just listen to the last time through that she sings that chorus, you'll hear all these fun little vocal flourishes that she does, which I always love. Mm-hmm. And then I totally forgot about all of like the brass that mm-hmm. they put at the end of this song that just like amplifies like love.
Yeah.
And this exclamation of love. And it's really, really fun. And the last two times through the chorus are like really, really fun.
Yeah.
And what make this song really, really catchy. And, you know, like having this song on the album just makes it another reason why it is my favorite album. Mm-hmm. I will say that the version that she does on the BBC One is like really pared down. And I think that it's just like her guitar player. It's just Paul Sidoti and a drummer
mm-hmm.
And a bass player. And it's like super pared down. And they do like this fun groove with it, but it doesn't have any of the production behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And that it kind of loses something for me
mm-hmm.
In that there are times when I really like more acoustic things, like
yeah.
her version of Holy Ground that she does
in that same thing. Yeah.
Or like Cornelius Street on the guitar at Loverfest. Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, City of Lover.
So there are times when I love that, but with this, it kind of just loses its like bounce and its,
yeah, the bounce,
and its joy.
Yeah.
So check out that video, though, on YouTube. Both performances, the Jingle Bell Ball is on there as well.
Do they call Jingle Bell Ball?
Yeah.
Really? I thought it was just Jingle Ball.
That's what it is on setlist.fm.
Interesting.
So, love it. So good. Gab, what do you think of this song?
London Boy is just such a fun, loving, romantic bop.
Mm.
You all know from our gorgeous episode that I love fun and flirty Taylor.
For sure.
Big fan. I think my favorite thing about this song is the way it flows and the melodic line and the way it goes up and down
mm-hmm.
in this flow. It's kind of what you're saying, the bounce. It's so bouncy, mm-hmm. and I'm obsessed with that. And I love to bounce to it. Like, it's just like, there's something about it that immediately makes me feel upbeat. I like it a lot. It's super fun to sing and dance to, which
yeah.
I love. The first time that I heard London Boy, I knew I loved it. The second that she shouted out Springsteen in her line of quintessentially American things,
mm-hmm.
you know, longtime listeners will know, Springsteen is my number one with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
In very different ways, but I was raised on Springsteen. And so Taylor, my girl, shouting out my guy,
yeah.
like, it doesn't get better than that.
No. Nope.
Also, I think her rhyme schemes in the song are really brilliant in
yeah.
an unexpected way.
Yeah.
I love, you can find me in the pub, we are watching rugby with his school friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so unexpected, but it flows so well and sounds so good. I love her just shouting out all the little things that she loves about London and Joe, and obviously love the adorable Darling I Fancy You, which is, you know, how people will say they like someone in England.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say that here in the States, so I think it's very cute. There are a lot of little things like that that she includes.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the song is the bridge and then the outro and really how they flow and bounce. And it's like, da-na-na, da-na-na. I love it so much. I love to sing along to it and listen to it. I think as you were saying, kind of at the end, all the production stuff, it's just so fun.
Yeah.
And a celebration of love.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I just love Taylor in love
mm-hmm.
and happy with Joe. And this song obviously encapsulates that. And so I really love it. I think it's just such a fun song.
Yeah. It's
you know?
So good.
You don't have to have like, you know, every song be super serious. Like you need to have some fun, lighthearted songs.
Absolutely.
And this is totally one of those.
And that's why we love Lovers, because there's so many variations of love
yeah.
on this album.
Yeah.
And that it runs the whole gamut.
Yeah. There's like the deep, I want to marry you love, there's sexy love, there's insecure, please don't leave love. Like, it's just, like, so many different
areas. Love for her mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Love for friends.
I will say, like, with what you just said just made me think of it. The track listing on the album going from London Boy to Soon You'll Get Better is a little bit of a weird choice.
Yeah.
I think that's the one part of the album where it's kind of like whiplash.
A little bit.
Almost. I don't actually really know what the best spot for Soon You'll Get Better would be on the album, since it's just such a sad song. Yeah. But to go from London Boy into that, I know, like, when I listen to the album straightway through, sometimes it's like, whoa, that's a big mood shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, and we've talked about this before, like, the second half of Lover is not nearly as strong in terms of, like, track listings as the first half.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the first 10 songs, like, you just go straight through and you're like, I love all of this. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it moves in the right way.
Yeah.
And you're right. There are a couple of like, even like with me and, you know, that kind of just, you know, anyway.
Yeah. Devin, do you relate to London Boy?
So I can totally relate to the idea of loving the interests of your partner, which is what I think this song is all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, before Gab and I started dating, I had all of my interests, like tap dancing, archery, bowling,
yes,
French fries,
that
sort of stuff. And then we started dating and I was like, well, but I also love dinner dates and sushi and Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And now Bridgerton.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, kind of ties in with
London
this.
London Boy.
With London Boy. So, and it's cool because you can love both things. And a lot of the time when you get into a relationship, you do. You start to love the interests of your partner as well, even if you never thought you would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never thought that I would ever watch Dancing with the Stars.
And great now,
show. Here we are, and I'm obsessed with it. But then we have joint interests, like ice skating and gymnastics at the Olympics,
yeah,
and like, and obviously date nights, going eating and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I love that this song kind of just puts a spotlight on the idea of loving the things that your lover loves.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you relate to the song?
Though I don't love a London Boy, I can absolutely relate to the infatuation of this song and the feelings of love where you want to learn anything and everything about your partner and where they come from. So I totally relate to that feeling on top of what you said about interests, also history of your partner. And I wrote, I love a Vermont boy.
Silly.
I don't know if I could write a whole song about it, mostly because, like, you can't eat dairy, but
it doesn't flow as well as London.
I love a Vermont boy.
Yeah.
But I think it's, yeah, it's very cool to learn about where your partner comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a Vermont boy. He likes maple syrup. Hiking in the afternoon.
Cheddar cheese from Cabot.
We'll figure it out. Well, now I get to the segment of Gossip
Girl. Joe Alwyn was raised in Tufnell Park and Crouch End in North London, so he is truly a London boy.
Mm-hmm.
The song opens with an audio clip sampled from James Corden's March 2017 interview with actor Idris Elba on The Late Late Show. Elba talks about a charity auction where he offered the chance for a donor to go on a date with him. We can go riding on my scooter.
Oh, funny.
Both Elba and Corden are London boys who Taylor worked with on the Cats film.
Wow.
So, you know, they must have become friends, and she thought this was such a funny little sound clip, and she asked to include
it. That's Idris Elba at the very beginning?
Yeah.
That's
so when you were talking about, like, you're like, maybe that's the London boy. I'm like,
wow, that's it's Idris Elba.
Taylor shouts out English designer Stella McCartney, who Swifties will remember designed the Lover merch line with Taylor. The two have remained close, with Taylor often wearing Stella's designs.
Mm.
In response to speculation that the lyric, Babe, Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time, referred to The Only Way is Essex star Gemma Collins, Taylor replied, no, it's just something my British friends say all the time, and they say it exactly like that, so forgive the impression. Like, it's just a saying, you know? But I guess this actress, it was a very common thing she said, and she kind of, like, coined it, made it very popular.
Oh.
But it's, like, that the same idea with, like, different colloquialisms that people say, where sometimes they don't know where it started, what show, but a lot of people say it in pop culture. London Boy was apparently written in the middle of the night when Taylor just couldn't sleep.
Hmm.
Some Londoners, took issue with the song and the locations that Taylor shouts out in it, with many apparently being touristy locations. There are some who assume Taylor was referencing going to all these neighborhoods in one day and were saying how crazy that itinerary was. She knows how she says, like Shoreditch in the afternoon, like those kinds of things. I think it's pretty clear she's just picking and choosing London spots that work with the melody and the rhyme scheme of the song. I think it's like any pop song written about your city. It's often for those outside the city more to sing and romanticize versus those in the city. Like, I would assume that non-New Yorkers like Welcome to New York more than New Yorkers do.
For sure.
You know, because it just feels like kind of like, okay, like, we get it, you know, when you live in the city. But I'd love to hear from our British Swifties who follow us, if you like London Boy, if you find it funny, like, her referencing some of these places that apparently are very touristy. Like, apparently, like, the Camden Markets in the afternoon is kind of like Canal Street, is what it, from what I was reading. Guys, like, I have not been to some of these places personally, so I can't verify, but I read that online. So people were like, Taylor doesn't like going there in the afternoon, and, like,
just things like that. It's, like, super busy. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's just, like, trying to find locations that were in London that work with the scheme of the song. One New Yorker writer thought that, like, it might have been, like, a tongue-in-cheek thing where she was, like, purposely picking touristy locations to, like, is, like, a joke. Like, because the song is kind of satirical. Like, her making fun of her Americanness, almost. I don't know. It could be. But then some of it are places that, like, are actually, like, Joe things, so.
Cool.
It's just pretty funny. So I'd love to hear the UK perspective for on this for people who know it more. I've only ever been to London twice, once when I was a child, so I don't really remember it. And then when I was an adult, we were only there for like 3 days. So.
And I have never been.
And we obviously did the super touristy things, you know, like London Bridge and London Tower of London, London Eye. So like, the West End, you know, so all those things I know are touristy things because I've done them, so I don't know about all the other stuff. The song uses an interpolation of the rhythm on R&B singer-songwriter Cautious Clay's 2017 track Cold War. So that's how he has the songwriter credit. It's an interpolation of one of his songs. Clay is only the second ever artist to be interpolated on a Taylor song, with the other being Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy and Look What You Made Me Do. I only know about this word interpolated because Olivia Rodrigo used an interpolated version of New Year's Day in her song One Step Forward, Three Steps Back. With Taylor. So that's where I learned that word. So I think a lot of Swifties might know it. Where it's not a direct sample. But it's like, it's the same idea of it used in your song. Cautious Clay recalled to Billboard that he was in Norway when he got the call at 5 a.m. from his manager saying that Taylor Swift wanted to interpolate Cold War on her London Boy track. He said, I don't know anything about her, really, so to me, that she would feel it was appropriate to include that interpolation is just pretty surreal. So it's pretty funny. He's in Norway. And it's interesting because his name, Cautious Clay, seems to be a play on the name Cassius Clay, which is Muhammad Ali's birth name. I don't really know what that necessarily means. I just think it's an interesting thing about the song and him. And interesting, too, that, like, this is only the second ever interpolation she ever used. I listened to his song, and it's cool. So it's, like, the rhythm part of the song in London Boy, kind of, like, the underneath parts where it's like, like that kind of sound, I'm obviously not really doing it right, is what she used. And I think it adds so much to London Boy that it's really cool. And I am fascinated to know if, like, Taylor knew this artist, maybe it was an artist Joe likes, and she was like, I want to put that in the song, you know? Or if it's Jack who liked the artist and found the sounds. But it really adds to the song. So I think it's a super cool choice. And just, like, figuring out, like, how someone can find that sound and be like, this is the sound I want. Like, that part of songwriting is, like, so mind-blowing to me. Really cool. In recording of the Lover Secret Sessions, Taylor shared with iHeartRadio about London Boy. She says, with this song, I just kind of wrote about basically what it was like to basically be like, bye guys, I'm going to go here for a long time. Referencing when she, like, basically moved to London and hid out there for forever. And she said, and there's a voice that you'll hear in the beginning of it, and it's Idris Elba's voice talking about London. And in the bridge, there's a name check of Stella McCartney, and this name check where I reference her was where I went over and played her the song. And I played it for her, and she was like, oh my God, let's do something. And I was like, okay. which led to the Lover merch collaboration.
No way!
Yeah. So that's pretty cool that they were just like friends, and because Taylor references herself as a Tennessee Stella McCartney.
Right.
And so that they were friends and she played it for her and she's like, I want to collaborate. And that's so cool. You know?
That's so cool.
I kind of wish, in addition to the Lover merch that they made together, that they also collaborated on, like, actual affordable, like, wearable clothing.
Yeah.
Because, like, they have such interesting style together that I think would be really have been cool to get to wear, like, not just merch clothing that they had worked on together.
Like a Taylor Swift line through Stella McCartney.
Yeah. Would have been super cool. That was also, like, affordable, you know? Alas.
But maybe,
who knows, one day in the future.
One day.
Yeah. They're still friends. Devin,
uh-huh.
What's your favorite line in London Boy?
So my favorite line is, I saw the dimples first and then I heard the accent.
Oh, so cute. It's so cute.
And like, I picture that. And she's just like at a party or something and a Met Gala. And she's, you know, and then she looks around and then she sees the face and the dimples.
So
and
cute.
And then, oh, hello. Are you Taylor Swift?
That's not what he said.
That's totally how they met. He's like, hello, I'm Joe. Are you Taylor? And she'd be like, oh my God, hi, yeah. Are you a London boy? And that's basically how their first interaction went.
Yeah, probably.
I was there, so I saw it happen. No. But I love the melodic line of that. Again, it's like the bounce and the wave.
Yeah.
I saw the dimples first and then I heard the accent.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good.
It's really funny too with her saying, but then I heard the accent. Because if you look at some of her dating history, she's dated a lot of Brits,
yeah.
You know, like in addition to Joe, there was also
Tom Hiddleston.
I'm like, I wanted to say Loki. Tom Hiddleston, Harry, obviously, yeah. Harry Styles. And then Calvin Harris is Scottish.
Mm.
So she likes an accent.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty funny.
Yeah. Gab, what is your favorite line from this song?
My honorable mention you already talked about was the babe, don't threaten me with a good time.
Sure.
I think it's such a fun saying, and I love the way she says it in the song. But my favorite line in London Boy is when she goes the first time, they say home is where the heart is, but that's not where mine lives.
That's not where mine lives.
And it's like the way she says it, where she's like, you can see her kind of like making this like smirk, and she's like, mm-hmm. And it's like so flirty and cute and suggestive. She's like, my heart's in London with Joe.
Yeah.
And I think it's just super cute. And I just like, you know, I love Taylor. So super cute. Okay, Devin,
mm-hmm.
From 1 to 10, Tennessee Stella McCartney's.
Oh.
Apologies, Peter. I don't know how you're going to make that doodle. What do you give London Boy?
I am going to give London Boy 8 Tennessee Stella McCartney's. I love this song.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good. I don't listen to it too much,
mm-hmm.
You know, but when it does come on, it's absolutely a bop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it's an 8. Like, I don't really seek it out.
Yeah.
You know, if it comes on shuffle or whatever, it's awesome. I mean, you know, my 9s and 10s I, like, you know, seek out.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Yeah, an 8 for me. Gab, from 1 to 10, Tennessee, Stella McCartney's, what do you give this song?
I think that I'm going to give London Boy 7 Tennessee Stella McCartney's. I love this song. I think it's so fun. I just think it, like, wouldn't fall in my, like, top 50, which is, like, probably, like, a lot of my, like, 9s, 10s.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, more of a 7.5.
Because you have, like, 40 10s.
I have so many 10s. Yeah, exactly. So, like, that takes up a lot.
Yeah.
So I really like this song. I do seek it out. I think it's really fun. But obviously, like, I like the songs that are bops that I also connect to. It gives it that extra something.
For sure.
Whereas this is, like, it's just, like, super cute and fun. You know, it's not, like, as, like, deep.
Yeah.
Which I sometimes like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm going to fall with this song.
All right.
Listen along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at TayToZPodcast and give us all your thoughts. Do you love a London boy? Are you a London boy? We want to know it all. Do you love this song? Have you been to some of the locations she's mentioning? Let us know that. And remember, you can find exclusive bonus content on our Patreon at patreon.com/TayToZPodcast or the link in our bio or podcast description. And be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this right now.
Yes, and thank you as always to our patrons on Patreon. You are absolutely the best. And a shout out to our two newest patrons,
ooh,
Izzy Carrera and Katie Oxman.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, next episode, we'll be covering Oh My Gosh. Long Live from Speak Now.
Yay! Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.